And it's Bob Perot with you on this fine Saturday morning at 88.1 My FM. And I am very pleased to bring into a conversation Stephanie Egan, the Senior Communications Specialist with the CHEO Foundation. Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to My FM.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. It's been a while since you and I have worked together in this capacity, but it's always fun to see you.
I was figuring that out. 24 years ago, we did a show together briefly in
Oh
Ottawa. It's just
my.
hard to believe. But you're here to talk about a great cause. First off, the CHEO Telethon is going this afternoon and this evening. So tell us a little bit about it.
So this is our first time doing the telethon on a Saturday in our new condensed format. So our broadcast will be from 4 to 7 on CTV Ottawa, and we're going to follow up on some of the great stories we have on chiotelethon.com. So if people want to go and take a look at the stories, we'll have live updates with all of those families coming up a little later today. And it's also a way for people to become engaged with all of the stories that happen, behind the walls of CHEO. We have a Perth area story this year, a PDCI student by the name of Helen, who is capturing hearts all over the place. So we're really, really proud to be able to do that kind of outreach with our community too.
It's amazing because CHEO touches the lives of so many people in Eastern Ontario. Yes, for sure, it's a hospital that's located in Ottawa, but it serves people far and wide, even from far north.
That's right. We have, we transport kids for emergency procedures from Northern Ontario. We're serving the Valley. We're serving, Perth, outside of Perth. We're serving a great area of kids. Kids come from Kingston. They come from all over. And so it's really important for us to find the stories that are in other communities to reflect the fact that, we've got Geo in our backyard in Ottawa, but that it's also something that so many of our outlying communities rely on as well for care.
So tell us about Helen, the PDCI student.
So Helen is 16 years old, but she arrived very early, as her mother says, in very dramatic fashion, her mom, Andrea. And Helen has Down syndrome, and she also visits several clinics here at CHEO. So there is a very unique model of care for those with Down syndrome and all the associated sort of disciplines that those kids need to see. And Helen, when I first met Helen, she told me she wanted to be famous. And so when I had the opportunity to play a little bit of a role in that happening, I took it. So she's wonderful. She's a joy. She's sassy. She's got so much personality, and she's so kind and loving, and so proud of her school, her high school, and her community.
Awesome. And you can find her story at chiofoundation.com, correct?
At chiotelethon.com.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, the telethon going this afternoon, and we're talking about people like Helen here in Perth. We're talking about people in the region. That's why this funding is so important. We know through our own radiothon here that the government doesn't provide equipment and some of the everyday basics that are needed in a hospital. Is that where this money's going?
Yes, exactly. Because we have a patient population. You think of your adult hospital, and everything is kind of geared towards adults. But we have the teeny tiniest babies to strapping 18-year-olds who need adult size equipment. So we have very specialized needs, and all of those things cost money. So yeah, we're just so thrilled to have the community support. We want to thank everybody from your listening area, the Perth area. We love you out there, and we hope you can support us a little this weekend and celebrate Helen.
CHEO Telethon 4 to 7 today on CTV Ottawa. Give what you can. It is a great place, a great service, and a great person has just joined us now, Stephanie Egan. Stephanie, thanks for being here. So nice to speak with you again.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Bob.
More great music coming your way on 88.1 MyFM.